Greetings, Indigenous Earthlings. Here we are again, balancing into another Express Yourself on a blessedly cooler afternoon in the Roaring Fork Valley. I'm Luke Nestler. 1 year ago, a young man in Aurora met his end at the hands of Aurora police. When you find out how Elijah McClain was murdered and who he was, how he moved through this world, the injustice stings, no matter what your belief or your skin color. Carbondale's own Let Them Roar created the song you just heard, and with me now on the telephone to talk about that is Olivia Pevick. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, Luke. We've also got Alex Blocker with us, who played the violin.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to Kobe and Kay.
How are you guys doing today?
Really good. How is it down in Denver? Is it a little cooler?
It's a little rainy, but I can't complain. I kind of like a bit of precipitation.
Yes, these days that is a blessing, yeah. Isn't it? Well, Olivia, you got to tell me about that impossibly sad but beautiful song. Tell me a little bit about how it came about.
Thanks. Well, I heard the story of Elijah McClain, I think, probably in July. And it broke my heart. You know, it was all the stories that we've been hearing lately.
Oops.
So awful, so sad. And but there was something about Elijah McClain, I think, that I could really relate to. You know, he felt like somebody that I would know. And he was so, so young. And I wanted to do a portrait for the art project that Amy Kimberly put together for the Yardstones. And I started looking at them, these words just started coming, and I thought, oh, there might be a song here.
Oh, Olivia, you're cutting out a little bit. Are you still there? Oh, I think we lost her.
Well, that's okay. I'm still here. I can kind of pick it up where she left off.
Yeah, great.
okay.
Hi, Alex.
Seems like we have her. Hey.
Hi, it's my terrible headphones.
No problem. But thanks for having me again. And, you know, the people hearing this, they don't know. But I'm an African-American male myself. I'm in my 20s. You know, just a bit of background, myself and Olivia and her band. You know, we go way back. We've been on the bill of several shows together. And, you know, of course, when I heard the story, my heart was broken too. And, you know, I haven't met very many other black violinists in my life. So when I heard the story, it really resonated with me. And, you know, once you learn more about the boy, or not, he was grown. Once you learn more about the man, he was a very gentle soul, you know. He was a cat enthusiast like me. He was a massage therapist. He seemed to be a very positive person. And so, you know, when you hear that phrase, the good die young, this just seems like a prime example.
Mm.
And so at this point, we can just only hope that, you know, that wasn't in vain. And we can only hope that it was a martyrdom. And then, you know, from these ashes, a phoenix of change can be reborn, you know.
Well, it seems to be happening that way, doesn't it?
Well, we hope so. You know, right now I'm a little bit shocked. The outcry has been immense. You know, I think there are 6 million signatures on the change.org petition asking for the arrest of the officers involved, and Colorado still feels like they need to investigate this. So I appreciate that they started a new investigation, but it just feels pretty straightforward to me.
It feels straightforward to all of us, and I think that's what's so offensive about it.
Yeah.
And you know, even with those 6 million signatures, you know, the higher-ups still want to act as if there isn't significant evidence to move forward. And one thing that I think not enough questions have been asked about is, why did they have a syringe of ketamine on them? They, you know,
well,
that's
they
what they
the,
say.
They called the paramedics. The paramedics were involved in that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how that works exactly, but they called paramedics, and the paramedics.
It just seemed very excessive. Seemed like a lot of brute force was used, and there's a lot of, if we're being perfectly honest, I love Colorado, but right here in this state, there's tons of history of, KKK and other things like that. So, when we see this and when we wonder why nothing's been done, we really have to think about that, because there are a lot of answers to that question.
I heard you mention that petition on change.org. Are there others that people need to check out, or who can people call? Who can people write letters to?
Thanks, Luke. I've been calling Governor Polis. The mayor of Aurora is named Mike Kaufman. And a couple of other people on the city council. And I've called the police station. I've been posting on my Facebook page and the band page a list of phone numbers that can be called. There are Instagram pages and Facebook pages that are called Justice for Elijah McClain, and there is no shortage of ways to access the numbers and addresses of the people to call. And there's a letter writing campaign going on. So there are a lot of ways to engage, and we can't drop the ball. It really is going to be about pressure from the people. They'd be happy if we'll just forget about this, and I can't.
Yeah, I want to highlight what Olivia just said. We can't drop the ball, and we can't let the people forget, because, in this day and age, we live in such a fast-moving society as far as media goes, that I think to a certain degree, people that want this to go away are counting on us to just let this pass like we let so many other
things
pass. And unfortunately, Elijah is just one person from a whole list of people who have suffered untimely demises in a similar way. Need I bring up Kenosha, Wisconsin right now?
Right.
And so I think there's certain things about Elijah, like the fact that he plays the violin, and the fact that when you look at him, he doesn't dress in a style that a middle-class white American person might find offensive. So I think that it's easier to resonate with his humanity, even though that shouldn't be the case. I think a lot of people can look at him and see, this reminds me of a person I know, And I just know that if it were my brother and my father or a friend of mine, I wouldn't let the fight stop him. When I look at Elijah, I'm reminded of a friend of mine or a brother and something like that. And if I recall correctly, he was simply buying something for his brother, a soda or something like that. So, his final act was one of, gentle kindness.
Generosity.
And let's not forget any of these things, because I know as a black person, we are often painted in an animalistic way, in a villainous way, in a less than human way, so that when things like this happen to us, it's easier to brush it past, because you don't see your brother when you look at him or us, but you should. We should. Yeah. We all should.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about the song that we just heard. It's taken from a video that's up right now on YouTube, right?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. I've been posting on Instagram and Facebook, but because it's a video, it's limited to those platforms for the moment.
Did you record that in real time over Zoom? Is that how that worked? Remarkably free of glitches.
It's a really cool app called Acapella that allows you to pass a track back and forth.
Okay.
So Sophia and I recorded the first part and then sent it to Ashton, and then we sent it to Alex, and then we sent it to Mateo.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about the violin, Alex. It adds an impossibly sweet, sad, beautiful tone to the song, which is appropriate. I mean, that's what the violin is really good at, I think. And you obviously were playing it with a lot of feeling. You were feeling it, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. To be honest, I stay aware of what's going on, in the world, in the news. But in my own time and when I write my own music, it's not often politically charged. It's usually just, you know, dance music. And so it was kind of a rare situation where I felt the need to try to really feel it versus just, hey, you know, I'm going to make some music. So I think it was an interesting exercise because I don't usually play with that much focused intention, you know, like, because, you know, you just start thinking about what, you know, why you're playing it, you know.
To the occasion.
Absolutely.
It definitely brought the best out of me.
Yeah,
let them roar.
I read somewhere that he played the violin at the animal shelter for the abandoned
cats.
Elijah did that.
Elijah.
For sure.
Yikes. So I guess the next question is what would you like to see happen from this song? And I guess that's why you're on the show today, because you want people to know about it, and maybe there's actually people out there who don't know about Elijah McClain.
Maybe we could both answer this. I really want people to engage, especially in Colorado. I just really want all of Colorado to stand up and say this is not how our law enforcement should be functioning. We are citizens of this state, and I want Colorado to show that Black lives matter to us, and that this particular life matters to us. And to do that through calls, emails, letters, any way that someone feels inspired. I really, you know, you asked about the song right before my phone cut off, and I wrote it because I needed something to say over the phone, and that's where the words came from. So I want people to express themselves to Colorado lawmakers.
All right.
Yeah, I can echo all of that for sure. You know, I know that there's a lot of people who get an uncomfortable feeling when the phrase Black Lives Matter comes up, you know, as you should.
Sure.
But what I'll say is, even if, like, you know, let's take race totally out of it for a second, Colorado should be upset that a citizen of Colorado was murdered.
Yeah.
And so we want the officers to have to go to jail for that because they murdered somebody.
Exactly.
And we want people all over America to be enraged immediately the next time something like this happens. But hopefully, in the bigger picture, right, nothing like this would happen, you know? And so we want our law enforcement officers to see all people in our communities as people worth protecting and as humans. Because even if someone, I mean, we know, like, even if someone is committing a crime, which of course Elijah wasn't, but even if someone were, that's still not grounds for them to be murdered on the spot.
Right.
You know, we're American citizens and we're entitled to our day in court.
Right.
Well,
and so, you know, we just want to, I mean, we want America to be a better place. You know, I just want to feel safe.
I hear that. Yeah. Well, we have to leave it there, unfortunately. Alex Blocker in Denver, thank you for joining us on the phone. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, and you can find me on social media, Blocker on Top.
Yeah.
Perfect. And Olivia, thank you so much. Good job.
Thank you. Thanks, Luke, for having us.
All right. Stay with me. More to come here on Express Yourself.